Hey friends, welcome to another month of the Danny Morrell Show. And I say month because we've got so much feedback from you guys giving us positive reviews of what we covered last month, which was one topic, which was standards. I thought that I would do the same thing again this month. And this month, we're going to talk about something that is very, very important in the overall psychology of sales. When you're out there on the phones, when you're out there at listing appointments, when you're out there working with buyers, and that's your energy. So as always, I'm going to ask you guys to take notes. I know that you might be driving or listening during the gym, but if you can, try to take some notes and journal all of this stuff, because at the end of the year, there's going to be a lot of valuable content and information. So I'm going to start off this week by sharing a story with you guys. Just this weekend, you guys know, if you're following me on Instagram, you know I got a new puppy. He's a beautiful American bully. Everybody loves him. He's like the cutest thing in the world. And all puppies, when they're young, I'm not sure if you know this or not, but they see young kids as puppies. That's how they see them, basically. And so this has happened with all of our dogs, and it's happened with all of our kids. Sure enough, it happened again this weekend. I'm hearing my son Micah is walking the dog. And he's walking him out in, you know, the neighborhood, and I can hear him kind of yelling. So I go run, and I can tell something's going on. And as I'm approaching him, you know, the dog has Micah's hand basically in his mouth. So he's biting him, and Micah has like given up, because you could tell he doesn't know what to do anymore, right? The dog bit him in the arm, and bit him a couple times in the hand. Not too hard, but he got a hold of him. And I want to talk to you guys about the power of energy, and I'll tell you how this relates to your business and specifically your sales life in a second. See, as I was running to them, what I noticed was, if you're watching on video, I noticed that Micah was telling the dog, no, don't stop. Don't bite me. No, don't bite me. Very gently, by the way, just kind of swatting him with his hand. Well, in the dog world, like, his hand is like the mouth. So what the dog saw was, he saw that here's another puppy playing with me and nipping at me, right? On top of that, Micah's energy was not assertive. He wasn't being a leader. He was actually being very, very passive. And the reason why he was being passive was because he didn't want to hurt him. And he didn't want to be mean, right? And so, you know, after the incident happened, my son is crying, and it gave me a good opportunity to parent him, to teach him about the importance of energy. And so I start talking to him, and I said, listen, one thing you've got to realize is that you need to be the leader in this situation. Because if you're not a leader in this situation, the puppy can sense your energy, and he's going to think he can get away with whatever he wants to get away with. You've got to set standards, like we spoke about last month. And when you, particularly with dogs, you got to set boundaries, right? And he says, well, what do? I don't want to hurt him. And I go, well, puppy, you're actually kind of hurting him by not setting any standards. You're hurting him by not setting any boundaries. You know, ultimately, I know your heart. I know you want to help. But in reality, what you're doing is you're hurting him. He goes, so what do I do next time? And I said, well, the first thing you got to do is you got to change your energy, right? You got to be calm. You got to be assertive, like Cesar Millan teaches. But also, you've got to be a leader, and you've got to be the point of authority, right? And if he feels that, he won't even dare try to even bite you. But if it ever does come to that point, then you need to check him, and you need to know that you're the leader. You're in command. What on earth does this have to do with sales? Everything. Guys, listen, you have got to realize that human beings are like animals. They have a sixth sense, and they can smell fear from a mile away. There's something incredible about what a human being can do. You can tell if someone is confident. You can tell if someone is lacking. You can tell if someone has great positive energy. You could tell if someone is negative. If you've ever been around someone in your life where you go, oh, I don't know, that person feels a little shady, that's your gut instinct. Well, the same thing is happening at the sales meeting. It's happening at the listing presentation. It's happening when you're working with your buyers. And you may not realize this or not, but I've got to tell you a little secret. Your sales, the income you earn, the money you make, it is all directly attached to the way you think, the way you feel, and the way your energy is regurgitating and vibrating on this planet. You've got to understand that. You see, the reality is that your seller or that buyer that you're working with is just like that puppy. They're trying to sense your energy. As a matter of fact, they sense it. And if it's the wrong energy, and if it's not an energy of leadership, guess what? They will bite you. It's the same exact scenario. And so what we're going to do this month is we're going to talk about how to fix our energy, how to correct our energy, how to come off as a leader, how to come off from a position of authority. I know this is very, very difficult for some of you. It used to be for me. Many of you listening to me, if you're listening to me right now, are people pleasers. And because you're a people pleaser, you cut your commissions. You overprice listings. You do things that you think are helping. You're actually hurting them. And so that's the first step that I had to take, was realize that I was hurting them by cutting my commissions. I was hurting them by overpricing the property, because ultimately what they want from me is for the job to get done. I'm going to leave you with that for this week. I wanted to share that story with you. Hopefully it helped spark an interest in this month's topic. Hopefully it showed you the power of good parenting, for those of you that are parents out there. And hopefully it showed you how important energy is. I'm also going to invite each and every one of you to something that we are launching this month called Danny On Demand. What this is going to be is our podcast will serve as, it'll give you great information, it'll give you insight. And yet for me, it'll really get like deep and in depth with you. I need a little bit more time for that. And all of those videos are going to be featured and hosted on a beautiful site called Danny On Demand. If you want information on that, what we're going to be covering is all the training you need in order to improve your sales, all of the scripts that you need. I'll give you an example. Over the next 3 days, I'm going to be covering a live listing workshop, not only reviewing my script, understanding the psychology behind the words and how to say them, and then I'm going to be going over an actual live listing presentation. For those of you that are in real estate, this is coming from somebody that used to take 10 to 12 listings on a monthly basis and created a company that does over $1 billion in annual sales just by using this system. Trust me, you want access to it. The recording will be uploaded into Danny On Demand. So we launch Monday, April the 8th. In order for you to get going with us, all you have to do is go to DannyMorrell.com. You sign up there and you'll have instant access to all of our videos and all of our trainings. That's it for this week. We will see you next week, where we talk about a couple of key points on how to have better energy, what to do, what not to do, what to avoid, and what to do more of. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.